Newsroom Brief at Press TV. Iran's foreign minister says all red lines set by the country's leader has been observed in the course of nuclear talks with the P5 countries. Mohammad Javad Zarif made the comment upon arriving in the Iranian capital Tehran after concluding nuclear negotiations in Vienna on Tuesday. The U.S. president has assured Israel that his country will keep supporting Tel Aviv after the conclusion of nuclear talks in Vienna. Barack Obama made the remarks in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He said the conclusion of the negotiations will benefit both Washington and Tel Aviv. The family of an unarmed African-American man who died last year after an illegal police chokehold has demanded justice for their loved one. Eric Garner's family has urged the U.S. federal government to take up the case and hold those involved accountable for his deaths. A new study has revealed that 13 years of U.S. war in Afghanistan has cost American taxpayers more than $700 billion. The report by a nonpartisan federal budget research group says the cost of deploying just one U.S. soldier in Afghanistan is approximately $1 million a year. Kuwait says 29 people, including 5 Saudi citizens, will face trial for last month's terrorist attack on a Shia mosque in Kuwait City. Their charges range from murder to illegal possession of explosives and membership to banned organizations. ISIL claimed responsibility for the attack, which killed 26 worshippers. Relentless Saudi attacks on Yemen have caused casualties in the city of Taiz. This follows over 200 airstrikes on Hajjah, Sa'dah, and Aden provinces. At least 8 people were killed in an airstrike on a residential area in Hajjah province. The Saudi onslaught has so far killed more than 4,700 people in Yemen. And thousands of Japanese have rallied in the capital, Tokyo, to protest against the government's proposed security bills set to be put to vote within hours. A yes vote will allow the Japanese self-defense forces to exercise the right to collective self-defense. Opinion polls show that more than half of the Japanese consider the security bills unconstitutional. Now, the Greek premier pledges to take responsibility for the bailout deal with Athens' international creditors to save the cash-strapped country. Alexis Tsipras, however, said the bailout agreement was reached within circumstances of blackmail and suffocation.